Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.
Now, I want to talk about something, because when you first learn that you or your partner is pregnant, it's hopefully a happy time, but it can also be a pretty scary time, especially when you find out all the things you don't know. Do you know what I mean? So a virtual early pregnancy information event currently on in association with the Rotunda Hospital hopes to help any concerns pregnant women and their partners may have. Consultant obstetrician Professor Fergal Malone is one of the contributors to the event, spearheading a talk on multiples and twins and triplets and more, and joins me on the line now for a good old chat. Fergal, how's it going?
Going great, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the call. Now, we will chat about multiple babies in a second, but generally, let's talk about pregnancy. When a woman learns she's pregnant, whether it is planned or not, what is the first thing she needs to do?
Well, do her best to stay healthy. So if you haven't been taking folic acid, it's a good idea to take folic acid before you're pregnant. But even if you've forgotten and now you've just got a positive pregnancy test, take some folic acid vitamin supplements. It's very good for baby's health. Make sure you stop smoking. Make sure you're avoiding alcohol. And just do your best to eat and mind yourself well. Contact your GP and hopefully get in to see your GP around 7 or 8 or 9 weeks just to confirm everything. And I think that's a good start.
Okay. And what can a pregnant woman expect from their first visit to the hospital, let's say, to monitor the well-being of their baby?
We certainly like to see most people in the hospital for a first visit, hopefully before 12 weeks. And most patients will get an early scan just to confirm that all is fine. What's the dates? What is my due date? I predicted my due date, but is it accurate? Is it correct? Am I having just one baby or is there more in there? Unfortunately, you'll see a small number of patients will get bad news and find out there's a miscarriage. So figuring all that out by an early scan is really, really helpful. And there's also some basic blood tests that are done as well, just to make sure blood count is fine and any other problems that might come up. And then it also gives an opportunity for the midwives and the doctors to just screen the patient's general health background. And if there's anything unusual there that might need some extra special care or attention, that'll get flagged.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because early pregnancy can be particularly hard if you've previously experienced loss in pregnancy. And that's one of the areas the event is specifically looking at. How important is it to have that extra support if you've had a previous loss?
Oh, and it's hugely important. And, you know, up to 20% of patients, unfortunately, do have a miscarriage or a pregnancy loss. And when that's happened to you in your background, or indeed if it's a friend of yours or another family member has had a miscarriage, people are often on tenterhooks at the start of the pregnancy. God forbid it might happen to me. God forbid it might happen again. So it's really, really important to have access to some early pregnancy support, a scan to reassure you that everything is fine, and support from our midwives to just guide you along the way. So, you know, and it's generally now relatively easy, Jen, to access that. All 19 maternity units in Ireland all have an early pregnancy assessment unit. So if God forbid you had a bit of spotting or bleeding early in pregnancy, phone up your early pregnancy assessment unit, get in and get yourself a scan.
Okay. Now, I was one of these women, but about 70% of women will experience morning sickness. And the name couldn't be more deceptive, because it could last all day, every day for your entire pregnancy. How does that work? Like, why do we get morning sickness? What is that all about?
Well, Jen, look, the only positive thing I'll say about morning sickness, and the only good thing I'll say about it, is it actually is a sign of a strong, healthy placenta producing lots of hormones, particular progesterone, that maintains the pregnancy. That's a good thing. But the downside of all of those hormones is, for some people, it can be quite triggering of bad nausea and indeed vomiting. So, and you're right, morning sickness is a bit of a misnomer. Some poor unfortunate patients get it all day and all night. So, but the one positive is it's a sign of a strong, healthy placenta. Now, if you make sure you keep your food fairly bland in the first trimester, fairly plain, that'll help. And the other big trick is don't leave long gaps between meals. It's often when the stomach is empty that the waves of nausea are more intense.
Yes.
So constant picking or snacking at plain, simple food should do the business.
Good advice. Now, exercising, let's talk about this. I was reading an article this morning about a woman who's getting lambasted on social media because she's doing a mile a day well into her third trimester. But exercising in early pregnancy can be a tricky one because you might feel and look exactly the same. But what about exercise? I mean, should you continue what you're doing? Is it important to stop or to keep going? What do you think?
We're strong fans of exercise in pregnancy, Jen. Unless you're an extreme athlete or you're doing some sort of contact sports, like, Jen, if you're a fan of the old Taekwondo, I probably would give that a skip. But but for Pilates, for yoga, for swimming, for jogging, for walking, these are all absolutely strongly to be encouraged and to continue. Now, I probably wouldn't take up a new sudden sport when you just find out you're pregnant. But if you have been exercising, you don't have to give it up just because you have a positive pregnancy test. And in fact, a lot of people feel better with keeping going with their exercise. You'll have to dial back the intensity a little bit, like common sense approach. But, you know, we wouldn't be wrapping you up in bubble wrap and, you know, no exercise at all. So definitely, I think common sense approach to exercise, continue.
Okay, good advice. Let's talk about people who have multiple babies. Are you immediately considered to be high risk if you have more than one baby?
Well, it is a higher risk, whether you put a label of high risk, I mean, is just labels, but it is higher risk than a single pregnancy. And the biggest thing that we're worried about with a multiple, whether it's a twin or triplet or more, is preterm birth. The average gestation age of delivery for one baby is 40 weeks, Jen. The average for a twin is 36 weeks. So twins will come, on average, about a month earlier than a singleton. And unfortunately, about one in five people with twins will actually deliver even earlier than that at a gestational age where it could be tricky for babies. So really, it's watching patients with twins carefully, be on the lookout for signs of preterm labor, preterm birth. That's the most important thing that puts you at risk with a twin.
Okay. And I'm guessing we no longer should eat for two. Like, what's the suggested weight gain in each trimester?
Yeah, so eating for two is gone. So we forget that. Forget about that. Eat what feels right, no more, no less. So a lot of people, because of the morning sickness or the all-day sickness, as we called it earlier on, don't gain much weight in the first trimester because they're really doing their best to get any calories in at all. In the second and third trimester, many people will gain half a pound to a pound a week. A lot of it comes down to what is your weight going into pregnancy. If you're a normal weight going into pregnancy, then many people will gain maybe up to 20 pounds or thereabouts in the pregnancy. If you're a little bit on the overweight or side going into pregnancy, you probably need to limit the weight gain a little bit more, maybe 10 to 15 pounds if you can limit it to that during the whole pregnancy. But at the end of the day, most of it comes down to what is your weight and your size going into pregnancy. If you can manage to optimize your weight going into pregnancy, then generally things go better rather than trying to diet. We certainly don't recommend diet or losing weight in pregnancy.
Okay, and what about diabetes? It's something we hear more and more about. Is that directly related to a mother's weight, or is it the maternal age? Is that more of a factor?
Well, they're both important factors, your weight going into pregnancy and your age. So when you go over 40 years of age, gestational diabetes is something that does creep up on you a little bit more commonly. But weight going into pregnancy is probably the biggest factor for predicting whether you have gestational diabetes. So if you are carrying a few extra pounds, it probably makes sense to maybe modify the carbs during pregnancy and be a little bit more conscious of that. And the high sugar, high processed carbohydrate diet might not be for you. So there are certainly things you can do by paying attention to that during pregnancy if you feel that you're at a slightly higher risk.
Okay, and what about mothers in their 40s? You touched on it there. In general, it's more common now, isn't it, now that mothers are older?
Absolutely. I mean, about a quarter of all women now given birth here in the Rotunda are over age 35 and higher. So we're seeing this a lot more. And I don't want to put too, it's you don't want to get too carried away on risk associated with that. The main problems with pregnancy later on are, number one, there is a reduced fertility potential, so you'll have a harder time getting pregnant in the first place, and there's a higher risk of genetic problems with a baby, conditions like Down syndrome. But other than those, most of it really comes down to your health. If you're 40 and healthy and looking after yourself, you should do just as well as a 25-year-old who is healthy and looking after yourself. So really, age is important, but only to a certain extent.
Well, that's good to hear. Thanks so much for saying that. Fergal, thank you so much for taking our call today. Really interesting stuff. There we go. Professor Fergal Malone is a consultant obstetrician and is one of the speakers taking part in the virtual early pregnancy event currently ongoing in association with the Rotunda Hospital. And you can find out more about this event at www.earlypregnancyevent.com.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.